Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Davey Lopez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Heath and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Codiroli covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. One out. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. Phillips steals third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up towards third. Krenchicki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Krenchicki takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Leach reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. Krenchicki goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Rick Leach. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Parrish now catching. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Doug Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. Phillips moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Henderson moves to second. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Henderson scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Murphy moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Codaroli now pitching. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Davey Lopez now playing second base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Heath reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.